And then the interest in the fourth year, plus the payment, means we'll have...
Oh, gosh, darn it, I lost count again.
What on earth are you doing now, Eddie?
Well, I'm following some advice I read in the business section today on retirement planning. It said we should figure out how much money we'll need when we retire. So I was just trying to figure out how much we'd have with the $100 we put away every month.
Well, that's easy. If we put away $100 a month for 10 years, let's see, that's 120 payments solved. Do the math. It's $12,000. Next question?
Well, slow down there, old girl. You forgot that our money is earning interest. And the interest is earning interest. And that's called, let me see here. Oh, here it is. Compounding.
Confounding? I'll say it is. It's downright confusing.
You think that's complicated? It gets worse. I figured we'd need about $2,000 a month to live on after we retire. So how much does that mean we need when we actually do retire? We can't just add those numbers up because either we'll be taking the money out of a savings account or...
I know that sound. It's a sound you used to make when you saw my messy bedroom. What's happening here?
Your father is pulling his hair out trying to make a retirement plan, dear.
How much do I have? How much do I need? How much will I have? All these questions. Why can't I just multiply it out?
Because you'd be comparing apples and oranges, Pop. We need to consider the principles of compound interest and present value. We have to travel our money through time so that it all goes to the same focus date for comparison purposes.
Ugh, sounds like so much science fiction to me. Time travel.
There's nothing fictional about it, Pop, and it's really not that difficult once you understand the ideas. Here's how it works. You take all the income...